Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Arctic is warming about twice as fast as other parts of the planet. Scientists are also concerned that the permafrost in Alaska could melt by 2050. Girls Trip is the first film with an all-black creative team in front of and behind the camera to earn $100 million in the box office. It's also the first time a female African-American writer has reached that milestone. Various European leaders, including France's Macron, are facing political pressure to curb social dumping, a widespread practice in which companies hire subcontractors in lower-wage European Union member states and post them to a more costly one. When the price of a pack of cigarettes increases by a dollar, there is a 20% increase in rates of quitting smoking. Researchers linked data on the smoking habits of 632 smokers, average age 58, to neighborhood cigarette prices in 896 chain, grocery, and drug stores in 19 states. According to the people briefed on the plan, Secretary of the Interior Zinke has proposed shrinking the 1.3 million acre Bears Ears National Monument. Zinke also proposed reducing the size of Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, also in southern Utah, and two others. Acapulco, the former Mexican tourist destination, has led Mexico in murders for the last consecutive 5 years. A new group with strong ties to the Trump administration is pushing the legal envelope in its efforts to register voters in Trump country. The organization Look Ahead America, LAA, has already drawn the attention of legal experts who have questioned whether it should be given preferential tax-exempt status reserved for apolitical organizations. LAA has been classified as a 501c3 nonprofit since its launch announcement last week and is being billed as an acorn of the right. Immigration advocates are on pins and needles over the fate of DACA, deferred action for Dreamers, children brought into the country and raised here. Threat of a lawsuit from the states has led to speculation that the Justice Department, led by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who opposed DACA as a Republican senator from Alabama, would not defend the program. Texas set a deadline of September 5th for the administration to end the program. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.